The National Screening Service has apologised to the family of a woman who died from breast cancer after failing to detect abnormalities in two consecutive breast check mammograms. The High Court today heard that Mrs. Kay O'Keefe from Clonmel in County Tipperary died in May 2017. The 63-year-old underwent two mammograms in 2011 and 2013, but abnormality seen in both sets of imaging was not detected at the time. Let's talk to Joan O'Sullivan, who's at the High Court this lunchtime. So, Joan, a little more of the background to this case.
Well, Brian, as you were saying, Kay O'Keefe was a 63-year-old mother of three, and she attended breast check on two occasions, in 2011 and in 2013. Now, on both occasions, she underwent a mammogram, but an abnormality that was seen in both sets of imaging was not detected at that time. Now, later in 2014, Mrs. O'Keefe found a lump and she sought medical help. Further investigation revealed that she had breast cancer with secondaries in her lungs. Now, she did receive treatment, but at that point, her cancer was incurable and she subsequently died 3 years later on the 12th of May 2017. Her family subsequently took proceedings against BreastCheck and the National Screening Service.
So what, Joan, was said in court today?
Well, Senior Counsel Jeremy Maher outlined the background to the case and then he read an apology which the O'Keefe family had received from the National Screening Service. In a letter addressed to Mrs. O'Keefe's husband, Patsy, the service said that an abnormality had in fact been detected on both sets of imaging from the mammograms she underwent in 2011 and 2013. The service acknowledged that Mrs. O'Keefe should have been recalled to their assessment clinic for further workup on both occasions. The service sincerely apologised for the breach of duty in this case, and they accepted that these delays materially contributed to the death of Mrs. O'Keefe. The letter also expressed sincere regret to Mr. Patsy O'Keefe and to the couple's three children for what had happened and for its devastating consequences. Now, the case was settled and Mr. Justice Paul Coffey extended his deepest sympathies to the family.
I understand, Joan, a statement was read after the case on behalf of the family.
That's absolutely right. Solicitor Lorcan Dunphy read a statement on behalf of the family, and in it, the family asked questions about how this could have happened.
It is extremely hard to understand how the failure to detect abnormalities on four independent readings occurred and clearly indicates a process failure. The responsibility now rests with BreastCheck to provide the assurance to women in Ireland that such failures can never happen again. Kay was a wonderful person, devoted to her husband and children. She is gone from her family way too soon.
So Lorcan Dunphy there reading a statement on behalf of the O'Keefe family. He also said in today's statement that the admission and the public apology the family received today provided a level of justice for Kay, for her husband and her family for these catastrophic failures and for their tragic outcome.
Joan O'Sullivan at the High Court, thank you very much for that.